Marc Alibacon.
Hello, am I speaking to Jens Becker?
Yes.
Hello, Jens.
Speaking.
This is Shubham Banik from PIS Research. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Apologies for calling unexpected. Is this the right time to talk to you?
What is the topic? I don't understand where you come from.
This was in regarding an email sent to you regarding a strategic market intelligence report on the agricultural market, where you might have seen the email that we have basically three reports on the seed treatment market or the biological control agents market, as well as on the agricultural adjuvants market that have been recently published from BIS Research. So it would be quite relevant to you if in any of your projects, any of future projects, it might be proved to be valuable for you. If you could kindly please share your feedback on thoughts upon that.
Yeah, also you're talking about to buy this report. If it's valuable for us, or is it a checking of this report?
If you want to see the report, I can share certain relevant documents, which like the table of contents or the sample, which would help you to make a decision that whether it can be proved beneficial to you in certain projects currently or in the future. So if you would like to see that before making any buying decision, so I can help you out with that as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You have my email address?
Just for the confirmation, can you just it's jens.becker@leva.co.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, let's do it this way. We will come back to you if we have further interest to buy this full report then.
Okay, sure. So for the time being, I have sent the email to you for this. So currently, would you in which report would you show your interest so that I could send the relevant documents of that concerned report in between these three?
Well, maybe you can help me with, I got to get a lot of emails. So I will share it with my colleague who is responsible for ACRO. And he will make then a decision. We mostly look for the supporting part. So we don't produce the active ingredients. We produce chemicals, emulsifiers, to solve these active ingredients in liquid, in water, for example. And everything what is connected with this would be interesting.
If you would want for a better idea, so would you mind if you could come for a call so that we could discuss it out in detail, so that we can in detail that in which report might be relevant for you in any of your projects? Would you be open for a Teams meeting?
Yeah, I will. I think the best thing is if you can give me something I can share with my colleague, because the call will not done by me but by my colleague. So I can inform my colleague about this opportunity so he can make up his mind and come back to you. I think that's the most efficient way.
Okay, sure, that sounds perfect. So for the time being, for which report would you like to see the relevant documents, or would you just want to see the email that I shared with you again?
Yeah, it would be interesting if you have a little bit more further insight in order to see, let's say, on which level you have information and in order to check if this might be relevant for us. Yeah, agree.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to know that currently we have three reports which are basically focusing on these agricultural markets. So on which report would you like to see the further insights? For a better clarification,
maybe you can a little bit elaborate which just the topic of the three. Maybe you can just tell me the three reports. I don't have it in my mind.
Okay. Yeah. For the first report is on the agricultural adjuvants market, which is basically a global market and regional analysis, where we have focused upon the. where we have focused upon the product application, supply chain analysis, and the country analysis. And basically this forecast has been done on the study is based upon from the year 2022 to 2027. And the second report is, on the biological control agents market, where the focus here is also upon the global and regional analysis, where we have on focused upon the product application and country analysis, where the focus.
Could you repeat the first sentence? It was a little bit not loud enough. It was the ingredients, bio. What have you said? Sorry.
Yeah. It's a biological control agents market. Did you get that?
Okay. Yeah, understood. And the third report is about?
Means, are you wanting to know about this biological control agents market?
Yeah, the first one was most interesting. What is the third about, third document?
Yeah, it is. It was based upon the agricultural adjuvants market.
The third one also? The first one and the third one is about the adjuvants?
I'm talking about, this is the first one of the agricultural adjuvants market. The second one is of the biological.
And the third one?
And the third one is upon the seed treatment market. Seed. S-E-E-D.
Seed treatment. Okay. Your question was, as most interesting is the first document.
Okay. Are you referring to the agricultural adjuvants market?
Yes, that's most interesting, and then maybe the third document, but let's say that's nice to have, and then the second document is, I think, the most interesting is by far the first document, is the adjuvant market. If you could give us maybe some example sheets in order to see about the quality or the background and so on, then we have an idea about what is in the study in order to evaluate if this might be interesting to further discuss about further information. Would this be okay, Sasir?
For your reference, gents, if you don't mind, I'm just forwarding the email to you. Kindly, could you please acknowledge the email with the concerned report, like of the documents of the which concerned report are you referring to, so that I can just for the official purposes, I'm just requesting you kindly if you could acknowledge the email so that I could send it out to you again. And just give your
report. It's very difficult to understand you now. It's very difficult. Sorry? So it was very difficult to understand the last three sentences.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just I'm
now
just
it's better. Now it's better.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Now it's better.
Yeah, actually, I'm just referring that I was saying that I'm sending you the email again to you so that where the details of the three reports are mentioned, and I would just request you to kindly please acknowledge that email and just respond to that the of which concerned report you would like to see the documents or the TOC or the sample that I have been shared in that email draft so that just for the official purposes, and so immediately I could send it out the relevant documents for the further evaluation.
That's good. We will do it this way. If you could, okay. So you will send me again the email, then I can respond to you regarding the first document in order to have interest for a sample, then we can proceed. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got it.
Excellent.
That. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. Have a nice day for you.
Okay, thanks, gents. Just for the confirmation, I've sent that email to you. Can you please confirm? Have you received it or not?
So you already sent. Let's have a look. No, not yet. So let's see in the spam filter. Here we have. Just received now. Yeah, we have a sandbox. Partly it takes some time. Then I will just hello Jamie. Yeah, okay. Me, but okay. I will just resend it to you and.
One second. I think there's a. Sorry. That email was. I'm just sending it to you. Sorry, there's a
No,
bit
no
of
problem. I think it's the same. And you are Shubham Bennick, yeah? It's correct?
Yeah. You got that. I'm Shivam,
Yeah, okay, good.
and
Then I
this
can
is
just confirm we are interested in the first one, and then we can proceed. Thank you very much. I need to move to the next meeting. I'm sorry for that.
Okay, I'm really sorry for taking your time. Apologies. That's my sincere
No
apology.
problem. All the best to you. All the
I
best.
send it to
Thank
you.
you. Bye.
I send it to you. Kindly please acknowledge.